Today, as we hear in the gospel reading, Jesus is not content in being a miracle worker or a magician. He is not simply a prophet, but God himself. This gospel passage affirmed to us the divinity of Jesus Christ, because God alone can forgive sins. And because God alone has forgiven us of our sins, and he has given that power to his church, and especially priests, therefore, the church now has the ability to forgive sins, but not on her own authority, but on the authority of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We oftentimes only call God when we need a miracle, something extraordinary to happen, something that we cannot solve ourselves. We simply look for God as if he's a magician caretaker for us. We only look for God for wonders and miracles. But we forget that Jesus did not come to make wonders, to make miracles. He came to lead us home back to to our heavenly homeland, to our Father. Endowed us with the Holy Spirit in order to forgive us of our sins. The true freedom and the true joy that we have in Jesus Christ is the forgiveness of our sins and the freedom from the enslavement of sin and this world ourselves. And in order to know that, we need to know that Christ is not just a earthly, worldly, or political Messiah. He is the Son of God. And this is exactly what happened to St. Ambrose, the saints that we celebrate today. St. Ambrose was a very educated man, and he was assigned as a magistrate in a province where Milan was his capital of the province. He was assigned there in the year 372. And in the year 374 AD, the bishop of the province died, and there was a big feud between the Christian and the Arians, the one who denied the divinity of Christ. They were fighting among themselves to put their own candidate in as bishop so that they can have power as well. And of course, Ambrose was trying to reconcile the tension. And both of them said, why don't you be our bishops? He was shocked. But he took that as a sign of God, and he sold everything that he had and gave to the poor, and he became the bishop of Milan. And he dedicated his life in order to care for the people. He learned a theology not only written in Latin but also in Greek, because he was an educated man. So he bridged the theology of both Eastern and Western faith together, and he defended the faith so well that when the emperor and his people begin to persecute the Christians, he demanded that the emperor repented publicly. And he always stood by the defense of Christians and cared for them as a father in the faith. We hear of St. Ambrose also through the life of St. Augustine. Ambrose was so instrumental in the life of St. Monica, consoling her when she was waiting for Augustine's own conversion. And he was so instrumental in Augustine's own conversion that we hear his name mentioned many times in St. Augustine's autobiography, The Confession. This man who did not want or seek power in the beginning became a good shepherd for his people because he knew who Christ was. And Jesus too could do a lot of things with us if we truly give ourselves to him. My brothers and sisters, may St. Ambrose today intercede for us. And may we follow his example, being faithful to what has been entrusted to us, so that we can truly make Christ known to all.